Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. The CEO of Optus says he won't quit his job and is helping Optus improve. In September, an outage meant Optus customers in parts of Australia could not call emergency services, and 3 people died. Stephen Roo says the company is investigating what happened.
Let me say on behalf of Optus, the board, the executive team and the thousands of people across Australia who work at Optus, what happened on the 18th of September is unacceptable. As the CEO, I'm accountable for Optus's failings, and I'm deeply sorry. We are all deeply sorry. The tragic events, the tragic deaths of people during this outage will stay with us as individuals and as a company as we investigate the incident.
UK police say a 32-year-old man is the only suspect in a mass stabbing attack on a train in eastern England. 4 people are seriously injured. Local politician Ben Obese-Jekti says it was a shocking incident.
This is not a part of the world where incidents like this happen at all, and certainly don't happen regularly. And so to see a major incident of this nature is something that that is really put everybody back. And I think my role in this position is to reassure the local community and level of support for those people on who've been affected.
Pope Leo the 14th says violence must stop in Sudan, and aid, including food, must be allowed into the country after another deadly attack killed 450 people in a hospital.
Con grande dolore.
It is with great sorrow that I follow the tragic news coming from Sudan, particularly from the city of Al-Fashir in the tormented northern Darfur region. Indiscriminate violence against women and children, attacks on defenseless civilians, and serious obstacles to humanitarian action are causing unacceptable suffering to a population already exhausted by long months of conflict.
In sport, Australian tennis player Kimberly Birrell says she will treasure the Fair Player Award she was given for care and concern she showed for a rival player at the Chennai Open. She says it is an unexpected but welcome surprise.
We have a friendship off the court and you have to put that aside, but when your opponent and a friend is struggling like that, it's really hard to concentrate and to focus. To be honest, that was not fun at all the last few games. So, yeah, thank you so much for this. I'm really honoured.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.